At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. I host these things. Hi. I had my wisdom teeth out on Thursday, and it has not been easy. All four of them came out, and I have had an unpleasant weekend. There are many other people who have it much worse than I do, but that is the reason why this is going to be very brief. I'm just going to put the news and the nerd talk on here and then carry on with my laying in bed watching the internet and getting depressed. Oh boy.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, almost 300 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Washington yesterday, with a death toll taking us over 1,100. Sad stuff. Pierce and Snohomish counties moved into phase 2 of reopening over the weekend, and King County a modified phase 1, meaning many spots open for haircuts and nails and stuff. Hooray. After a busy weekend, though, it feels oddly almost distant in our collective memories, the coronavirus. I mean, tell that to those people without work or business owners or people who lost loved ones during it. Oh, my God. It's because of a heavy weekend of protests nationwide and here in Seattle where things turned ugly. The mayor promised the police wouldn't use tear gas. The police played into semantics and instead used pepper spray canisters. The result? Well, I mean, you see it. Unrest feels like it's at a previously unknown high. Protest events over the weekend ranged from Mukilteo to Bellingham, West Seattle to Renton, and way beyond. Then last night, a guy drove a car into a crowd, smashing into a barricade before moving through the protesters on foot, shooting one, and then turning himself over to police. I find it pretty wild that just a few nights ago, the police tackled a guy for playing the trumpet too close to them, then did barely a fraction of that when this guy came at them with a gun. And it's official that this November, the major party candidates for President of the United States of America will be President Donald Trump going head-to-head against Vice President Joe Biden. Mr. Biden, who has an early lead, won the Democratic nomination officially over the weekend.
You just got news.
I've got some cartoon news here in a second, but I watched the first episode of something I'd never seen before, and it was Avatar. What is it, The Last of the Airbenders or something like that? I don't even know the name of it officially. I see people excited about it all the time. It's on Netflix. I got some time to kill with these wisdom teeth out. Feeling kind of loopy, so I put it on. And I only watched one episode. It seemed fine. It's for kids, it seems like. But lots of these cartoons start out like they're for kids, and then you get wrapped up in it, and you realize there's like bigger stories at play, because that's how stuff for kids usually works. There's like lessons, and not just cheap thrills. So if you've seen it, I'd love to know if I should keep watching or not. Thanks. Okay, I told you I had cartoon news. It's making the internet mad.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
One of the world's most famous cartoon series is back. Looney Tunes will air 1,000 new minutes of animation on HBO Max. One thing that'll be missing, Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam will no longer carry guns. The internet has feelings. It makes sense for the times with all the school children that have been shot to death at school. But how about we just retire the characters? Ah, but controversy begets subscriptions, you fool. Oh, yeah, that's right. Facebook banned almost 200 accounts related to already removed white supremacy hate groups, reports TheVerge.com. The accounts were trying to activate people to attend weekend protests as disruptors. Out of the 1 billion people on Facebook, I'm sure that's all of them. Still, it's a start. And finally, massive congrats to Marcellus Turner and the team of book and learning nerds at the Seattle Public Library, who won the 2020 Gale Library Journal Library of the Year Award. A library not without controversy that still managed to come out on top. Now, do they alphabetize their awards when they hang them, or do they have some other system?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Everyone that's protesting, I hope you're staying safe. Scary when someone pulls out a gun and actually shoots someone. To see the response of the police has not been awesome. But I hope you stay safe out there.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.